This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Hello, that was Laura Branigan's 1982 hit Gloria, launching us into Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and this is the show that focuses on community, connection, charity, and good conversation, and where we're going to extend the hand of friendship to anyone who wants it or who needs it. So wherever you are and wherever you're listening, I'm very grateful to have you here with us. Now, it's Bank Holiday Monday here. Many of us have celebrated the Easter weekend, and if we have, we've probably eaten far more chocolate than we usually do. And hopefully, we've managed to get outside and to enjoy the dry weather. And we've got to see some familiar, friendly faces. I've ticked all of those boxes. I've certainly eaten more chocolate than I should have done. I had a fantastic lunch with some of my nearest and dearest yesterday. And today, I've enjoyed some sunshine. All in all, a good extended weekend. I hope yours was too.
We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Bank Holiday Monday, and it's just me and you for the next hour. And when I was thinking about preparing for this programme, I wondered what you'd like to hear. The forecast predicted a decent day in South East Wales. I think the pace of life always feels a little bit slower on the bank holiday. So as we're heading into the longer days and the lighter nights, and hopefully the better weather, top tunes are the order of the day on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And we're staying in the 1980s for the next one, back to 1981 this time, and Journey with Don't Stop Believing. Don't Stop Believing, not the easiest thing to do when you're going through a tough time, or you've had a challenging health diagnosis, or you find yourself watching what's happening in the wider world and despairing about the future. That's natural, I guess, that we all go through that at some stage, but I'd like to think that there's always hope, always something to believe in or to live for, as the lines of that song just reminded us. Tomorrow is World Health Day. It falls on April the 7th every year, and it does that to mark the anniversary of the founding of the World Health Organization, and that happened back in 1948. Each year, it highlights a specific high-priority global health issue to promote awareness and action, focusing on bringing health for all, regardless of location or economic status. And the 2026 theme is Together for Health, Stand with Science, focusing on One Health approaches and scientific collaboration in order to protect human, animal and plant health. And the call to action, Stand with Science, is about choosing evidence, trusting facts and supporting science-led health. The World Health Organization has produced a new promotional video which explains the campaign, and a series of social media videos which support it.
Right now, across the world,
lives are being saved.
Quietly.
Often unnoticed.
A disease stopped before it starts. Answers found.
Fears dispelled.
Health restored.
New treatments, emerging gene therapies, more personalized care. The science is there and evolving. What's possible today was unimaginable just a few years ago. Every diagnosis that gives a family an answer, every test that catches a disease before it's too late, in every home, in every clinic, in every country, that is science at work.
Science shows what is possible, from vaccine-preventable diseases to mental health. It backs every decision that shapes people's health and well-being. When we use science, when we act on it together, people live, people thrive.
science only protects us when we use it. And right now, it's difficult to tell the difference between science-based advice and misinformation. The stakes for our health have never been higher. Science protects us.
Science gives us a future.
Science heals us.
Science guides us.
In today's Daily Dose, I want to ask you a question. How do you make decisions about your health? We live in a world full of noise, wellness myths, viral misinformation, and opinions dressed up as facts. But one choice still makes a real difference, where you get your information. So choose a source that is based on science. A source that follows the evidence, that updates its guidance when science evolves. And one that exists for one reason only, to protect your health. The World Health Organization is one good and reliable source of health advice, as are public health agencies working alongside us. So follow trusted sources, trust the evidence, but most important, stay curious. Your health is too important to follow viral trends or unfounded advice.
And that was Dr. Gaya Gamhewage. April is also Stress Awareness Month, when many health organisations, doctors, charities and individuals focus on helping to raise awareness of stress and what it can do to us if we leave it unchecked. Dr. Poonam Krishan is a GP who's a regular contributor to daytime television, as well as a former Strictly Come Dancing contestant. She was also diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and she uses her social media channels to share insights into her life as a GP and her cancer diagnosis, and she regularly shares information which might be helpful. And her recent Instagram post focused on stress awareness.
Let me tell you something about stress that I see all the time as a GP, and that is that it's really one big dramatic event. It's usually the build-up of small pressures across your day. So you wake up to an alarm that jolts you, then you're reaching for that coffee just to get going, and before you know it, you're rushing around trying to organise everybody, you're checking your messages, you're checking your emails, you're thinking about work, then there's the news, and that never-ending to-do list. And as all of this is happening, your body is having repeated small spikes in stress hormones. Now, on their own, these moments are pretty manageable. But it's when they stack up day after day that they start to have a real impact on your body. They affect your blood pressure, they affect your blood sugar, your sleep, your metabolism, even your immune system takes a whack. And this is the key part. The issue isn't stress itself. It is the lack of recovery between those moments, because we move from one demand straight onto the next without ever giving the nervous system a chance to just settle. So rather than trying to remove stress completely, which, let's be honest, just isn't realistic, the focus needs to shift to building small, consistent moments where the body can just reset. This might look like starting your morning a little bit more gently, or holding off that caffeine shot for a short while. It might be getting some natural light early in the day. It could be moving your body in whatever way you can, stepping out for some fresh air, taking a proper pause without your phone, or even just calling a friend and feeling a bit more connected. And although these things might sound small, they're actually so powerful, because over time what they do is that they help your body to recalibrate so you feel more in control of yourself and your nervous system instead of the other way around.
That was Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up. And just to dispel the myth that this show is only playing songs from the 1980s today, Lady Gaga and Paparazzi from 2008. Well, if you've been a regular around here for the duration, and we're on programme 8 today, then you will know that that is a song that I've played on every single show so far. It's Sia and Unstoppable. And it's bringing us almost up to date here. When I say almost, can you believe that that was released 10 years ago? So that's brought us to 2016, as I think then. But it's definitely not a 1980s song, so we're heading in the right direction if you're a fan of more up-to-date music. So stress. We heard from Dr. Krishan earlier, and her plea was to make those incremental changes which allow us to recalibrate and potentially to ward off serious stress-related crashes. The NHS website seems like the obvious place to start when researching stress, and I'm all for the obvious on a bank holiday, so that's where I headed. The 10 stress busters listed there were no surprise, but they're certainly worth repeating. And I'll do that after Katy Perry and Firework. Stress, how does it affect you? Do you feel your blood pressure rising when I say the word? Or are you someone who has no reaction to it? We know that stress is a part of life, and we also know that managing it is key to maintaining good mental health. According to the mental health charity Mind, if you're stressed, you might feel one or more of these emotions, or have some or all of these reactions. They talk about irritability, anger, impatience, or feeling wound up, being overburdened or overwhelmed, anxious, nervous, or afraid, like your thoughts are racing and you can't switch off, like you've lost interest or enjoyment in life, and maybe you feel that you're depressed or you know that you're depressed. You might have a sense of dread, you may be worried or tensed. You may feel neglected or you may be lonely. And you may have existing mental health problems that you already know about, and they might be getting worse. Some people who go through severe stress and stressful events may experience suicidal feelings. And obviously this last one is the one you need to address urgently. And if you do fall into that category, please reach out and please do talk to someone. And the Samaritans are available 24/7. And you can get in touch with them by phone, which is 116 123. And you can also contact them in a range of other ways. So please do check out their website if you need them. If your stress levels are not extreme, but they're building, or you're more conscious of them than usual, there are ways that we can go some way to helping ourselves. And there are lots of suggestions of stress-busting tips to help us to manage that stress better. Now, if you've ever worked with me or been taught by me, you may well have heard me saying that lists don't work on radio. Well, I'm going to contradict myself now, apologies, because I came across a really good list, a 10 stress-busting suggestions on the NHS website, and I think that several of them might well be useful to some of you, and a few of them are actually really useful for me to be reminded of as well. So I'm going to do my best to read these out in a way that is not going to be boring and that is going to be helpful. The first one, I'm sure we all know, it's about being active. And we know that exercise doesn't necessarily make our stress disappear, but it can reduce some of the emotional intensity that we feel. And it can also help us to clear our thoughts and to deal with our problems more calmly. So the first one, being active, is very often the one that when I feel stressed, I find very difficult to accomplish. Not least because I'm not the most active or mobile at the moment of people. I've got dodgy knees, I'm afraid. But I do know that when I do get out and I do move my body, I do feel better and my focus shifts. So I'm a big fan of the first one. The second one is about taking control. And if you think you can't do anything about your problem, then ultimately it means that the stress will get worse. And I'm sure that we've all experienced that. Sometimes those negative thoughts can become very disempowering, can't they? Connecting with people is number three, and that's definitely one of our mantras here on Joining the Dots, because a good support network is always going to be helpful. And activities that we can do with people that we like and we care about are very often the sorts of things that will help us to relax and to relieve stress. And of course, when you connect with people, you often talk about things. And that sometimes means that we can find solutions that when our problems remain in our heads, we don't do. Number four is having some me time. Many of us work long hours and sometimes we don't do the things that we really enjoy doing enough. So it's important to take some time for exercise, as we've touched on, relaxation, socialising, and maybe setting aside a couple of nights a week to have some quality time where we really just focus on ourselves and doing what makes us happy. And number five is about challenging yourself. So setting yourself goals and challenges. Sometimes that's work related, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's very much about our own personal circumstances and doing things that can help to build our confidence or maybe to help us to deal with stress in a more positive way. Avoiding unhealthy habits is number six. And the website says, don't rely on alcohol, smoking and caffeine as your ways of coping. They might provide temporary relief, but in the long term, those crutches won't solve your problems. They'll just create new ones. It's best to tackle the cause of your stress. Number seven is about helping other people. Again, one of our mantras here on Joining the Dots, because evidence shows that people who help others through activities like volunteering or community work can often become more resilient. And you don't always need to be a volunteer or do something formally. Sometimes it's just about doing a favour to someone, helping in a small thing or with a small thing. And that often makes us feel better about ourselves because we know that we've helped somebody else at a time when maybe they needed our support, or we just put a smile on their face just because we gave them a compliment or we bought them a coffee. Number eight is work smarter, not harder, because working smarter means prioritising our work, concentrating on the tasks that make a real difference, and leaving the least important tasks to last, and accepting that we won't always have time for everything. Trying to be positive is another one that is not always the easiest thing to do. I often find that when I'm in a really negative mood, looking at what I'm grateful for helps to shift that mood. And sometimes it's about writing things down or actually verbalizing what at the end of the day we are grateful for. And number 10, I think, is a really powerful one because it says, accept the things you can't change. Changing a difficult situation isn't always possible, and trying to concentrate on the things that we do have control over can almost always be very helpful. Okay, I think you've heard enough of my voice now. Let's get some more music, and then we'll hear from a doctor who has some important information to share with us. That was Meghan Trainor and Still Don't Care here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, but I promise you that we most definitely do care, as does Dr. Chris Williams, who we're going to hear from now, with the first part of an audio guide on unhelpful thinking. It's a guide to help replace negative thoughts with positive ones.
Welcome to this Unhelpful Thinking Training Guide. I'm here to help you help yourself through common life difficulties. In the session, we're focused on building helpful thinking habits. Do you ever think negatively or worry about things by going over things again and again in your mind? Just like other aspects of life, we can all fall into different habits. These sorts of unhelpful habits of thinking or unhelpful thoughts can spoil your life. So some people might find they dwell on the negative. For example, I won't enjoy it if I go. While others criticize themselves all the time, saying things like, they're much better at it than me. Whereas for some, they expect the very worst to happen and jump to the worst conclusion about everything. I always mess things up. Or someone may mind read and get focused on what other people might be thinking about us. They keep worrying that others find us boring or don't like us much at all. For instance, telling yourself they think I'm stupid if I say this. At times when we feel stressed out or low, we tend to notice these sort of thoughts far more often. They become harder to put out of mind, and the thing about these sorts of unhelpful thought habits, they're just that, unhelpful. And also usually not true as well. But when we believe these things, they worsen how we feel and also unhelpfully affect what we do. So these sorts of unhelpful thoughts tell us that we're useless or that nobody likes us or not to bother doing things. And if we believe them and act on them, they cause us to stop doing things and to withdraw. We end up feeling even worse. So unhelpful thoughts talk us out of going out with friends, applying for that new job, speaking up at meetings, or simply doing something nice for you. And of course, the less you do, the worse you feel. And the worse you feel, the less you do. We get stuck in a vicious cycle. You may have noticed that at times when we feel stressed out and low, that's when these thoughts feel supercharged and pop into our minds a lot more. If we fill our minds with these sorts of thoughts, we get to feel worse and worse. What do people often tell us when we worry like that? Try not to think about it. Let's just see if that works right now, and I'll do it too. Let's both of us try really hard not to think about a white polar bear for a short time. Well, if you're anything like me, you'll have found you can think of nothing else. Or if you did manage it, perhaps you had to spend a lot of mental energy thinking about perhaps a black polar bear. Or a car. Or whatever. And that's the key lesson. We need to find a more effective, practical way of responding more helpfully to our unhelpful thoughts. And doing something about these thoughts can help boost how you feel and help you get going again.
And the full guide, which is about 9 minutes long, is available on the NHS website under Guides, Tools and Activities. And it's the first of a number of guides that are available, the Mental Wellbeing Audio Guides and Breathing Exercises for Stress, are really useful, particularly if you find yourself overwhelmed with the amount of information available online. And I'd say that it's a really good place to start because for me, those practical tools which require me to actively do something make a big difference. And I hope that they'll be helpful for some of you. I've a propensity, I'm afraid, to be a doom scroller if left to my own devices. Whereas those can help with focus and they also offer you a sense of achievement. So I've done something and I've done something that's more positive than spending a few hours looking for something or jumping around from one thing to another and then feeling like I haven't accomplished anything or I'm no further forward than I was when I started. Well, that's it from me for this Bank Holiday Monday. Dan and Carlene are next with 2 hours of nostalgic sounds. Don't forget, you can get in touch with me if you've got something that you think I should be featuring here on the show. You can email me at joininthedots@radioglamorgan.com. And I'm back on Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening with another All About Sport. And here's Brian Adams and The Best of Me to play us out.